Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in and get our weekly lesson on social media from Scott Kleinberg. And Santa isn't the only one who makes a list and checks it twice. Scott has a list of things to do at the end of the year that is nice and also easy. Scott, what kinds of things are we talking about?
Morning, Bob. They're mostly simple things, but they're things that we're known to put off. You know, I try to do these checkpoints throughout the year, like when we turn the clocks ahead and we turn them back. But the end of the year is one of those times where it really just makes sense to take stock of what we have and what we need to do. So here's a great one to start with. You should check and make sure that you've enabled two-factor authentication wherever it's offered. Whether that's an extra step, like through a text, or it's using an authenticator app, remember that what this is doing is making sure that there's another layer to logging into an account. So let's just say that somehow your account became compromised by a leaked password. This means that if someone were to try to log into your account, they would have to take an extra step. But they won't be able to do that because they wouldn't have your phone.
Yeah, I admit that I've given that a pass, but I really shouldn't, because it's a free way to make sure you have an extra level of protection, and it doesn't cost anything, does it?
Yeah, exactly right. And I think the issue is that it's not an automatic thing, you know, like to your point, and it absolutely should be. You know, you sign up for a service and then you have to go back and enable the two-factor authentication. I think it should be turned on by default. Mm-hmm. If someone absolutely doesn't want to protect their account, that's their right. You know, if you don't want to use it, that's okay. But I don't see why they make it so you should have to go back into the settings and turn it on. Should make it the other way around so it has to be turned off.
That's true. Yeah, I'm just lazy. So until until that's a thing, though, we should always use this tool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it used to be something that was hard to find in the settings, but now it's pretty much a normal thing.
What are some other things we should be doing now?
Well, you can check your privacy settings. That's important. Go into the settings of your favorite social media app and take a spin through the offerings. They have a bunch. You know, they had some, they deleted some, and they changed some. So I can't even necessarily tell you that I know what was there 6 months ago versus what is there now. But I can tell you that taking control of your privacy settings is a very important thing, because believe me, if you don't do it, there's no one else that will.
And besides two-factor authentication, what's another one that jumps out that people should not skip over?
Okay, so here's one. Facebook has this setting called Trusted Contacts. This is where you select 3 to 5 people on Facebook that you trust. So if you somehow become locked out of your computer, these 3 to 5 people can help you. But remember what we just said before about layers, right? This would be a perfect layer, because if you're using two-factor authentication, you should never need this. This would come after that. But I can't believe anyone would think that this is not a useful thing to have for peace of mind.
Right. Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg, and looking ahead to 2022, Scott, is there anything specific people should be doing?
Well, to me, Bob, there are two different ways to approach the new year. There's resolutions and there's plans. I always say that people should make a plan. You know, resolutions are specific items, and those are important too. But a plan is an overarching way to handle social media for the entire year. So here's an example. Is there a platform that you've really been wanting to look into but just haven't had the time or energy to do it? Now would be a good time to make that commitment for the year. But, you know, expanding your social media presence is just one option. It's a good option. But, you know, maybe your plan for 2022 is to use social media less. So you want to actually think more about a social media detox. You know, we've talked about those before, and I'm sure we'll talk about those again.
And say we choose a middle ground, a social media detox, to be a little more disconnected, which is good for mental health. But then we choose one thing that's new. What would you recommend?
That's a good question. I would recommend going outside of your comfort zone and trying a new platform. Look past the fact that certain platforms have a certain reputation. So forget that TikTok is supposedly for young people and think about it more as a learning experience, because if you start using TikTok, your use of video would grow stronger, and that could make you better at using other platforms like Instagram. Remember, social media is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm really, really fond of saying that because it takes a lot of patience to be able to do social media well. So if you're truly making a plan for 2022, make it your goal to stick it out for the full year and see how you do. You don't actually have to do it for like 12 hours a day. You just need to take the time to learn and commit yourself to the initial challenge.
Yeah, Marianne has been TikToking lately, so I got the app. So I'm checking it out now.
You're going in the right direction. That's great, Bob.
Okay, now let's open up the Genius Bar. And by the way, I call this a Genius Bar. I could call it the Geek Squad, but out of deference to your reputation, I'm going with Genius Bar, Scott.
And thank you, Bob.
Actually, we got a question from a listener, and this reminds me that we can open up the Genius Bar to you in your car or at home, and I'll give you the text number and the email address here in a second. But here's the question that came in. Bob, can you ask Scott how to clear some of my own personal information off the internet? When you Google my name, my address and phone number comes up. What about that, Scott?
I wish that there was an easy answer to this question, but what you're seeing when you look in Google and see those things, you're seeing the data that's publicly available about you. And that exists on several different sites. There are sites that call themselves like phone books and background sites and all these things. The easiest way, and this is not really easy, but the easiest way to make sure that your information doesn't appear in Google is to make sure that your information isn't out there. And here's the thing to keep in mind about this. Your information is available on places online that you're not even realizing are there. Like if you go into, I'm assuming, if you go into your Google account and you look and see what's there, your address, your phone number, your map location, all of those things, unless you turn them off, are publicly available. It's like we were talking about before with the two-factor authentication. You have to turn certain things on. In a lot of cases, you have to turn certain things off. So like social media accounts, you know, you have to sign up using a phone number, or some other accounts, it'll say, show my information in search. You have to go through one by one to some of these accounts and actually turn off the ability to show them in search. But in a lot of cases, the best way is to really remove it that way. But sometimes to move things down on Google, it's just a matter of having new things appear and then those things get pushed down. But as far as there being one general way to turn off that information, that doesn't exist.
So when asked, Scott, do you allow location tracking?
It depends. It's a great question. It depends on what I'm doing, but very, very sporadically. If I'm using a weather app and the weather app says allow location tracking when using the app, I allow that to happen because then it can show me what thunderstorm warnings are existing. But I don't turn on location automatically. Like my social media, my Twitter account does not show my location whatsoever. But a lot of people have their location turned on and pinpointed to the area and the neighborhood in which they live. And all of that information is available online in a variety of places. So I'm very, very careful about that. And I have been over time. But that goes back to what we were saying before about checking your privacy settings. All of that is included in your privacy settings. I have a feeling that when you go into those things and you look and you see what you're sharing, I think it's pretty surprising to most people.
I saw an article in a magazine the other day about how to get your house off Google, because that question has come up as well, where people Google and not only can get an address, but sometimes a picture of your house. So same advice applies to removing that, right?
Same advice applies any time that you can make sure that your address doesn't appear, because if your address appears somewhere that it can be picked up by a search engine, then that information can be translated with a picture, because your picture is available no matter what on Google Earth and all of those other places. So it's almost like this set of dominoes where once you find one thing, you're finding another thing. So yeah, same rule really does apply.
All right. I do not want to monopolize Scott Kleinberg's genius, so we will tap into his expertise and take care of some listener questions. You can get to us a couple of ways. Email is bobshow@wgnradio.com, bobshow@wgnradio.com, or text us 312-981-7200. Same as the phone number, 312-981-7200. As always, appreciate your service to the community, Scott. Thanks, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you, Bob. You do the same. Appreciate it.